Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and VEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, I've heard people are praying about building a garden in South Carolina and Missouri.
Yes, sir. That's just come up, and we just like to ask everybody out there to pray. These are two possible gardens that there's some Christians, some of our prayer intercessors actually, that believe that they want to plant a garden in Missouri and South Carolina. So if anybody out there has a heart for helping make a garden grow in those states, let us know. And it's really at the beginning stages. But there's some really fantastic people that have the heart to do it. They've seen what's happened in Kerrville, and they want to bring people, and we're having hundreds of thousands of people come now to visit the cross, and literally the salvations are in the thousands, and we want this repeated, and that was the original vision of the garden. It's not just one, but this was the prototype that hopefully God would then place around the country and the world.
Roy, I remember we talked about that years ago.
So pray for us.
That was the original thought, that you would put this one together, and out of that others would see it and want to duplicate it.
Right, right.
Miracle of the Week. What's our Miracle of the Week?
Well, let me share one that was kind of neat that happened recently. We have Clint and Melissa Fiore in Kerrville, and they're friends and supporters of the garden. They're strong Christian family, really wonderful, wonderful folks. But they went into business for themselves and started a business called Texas Business Buyers. And because they love the Lord so much, they prayed about how do we do this business, Lord, and how do we start it, and they founded it on God. But they felt like the Lord told them that every client that they get, every business that they get and they resell for people, they buy a $777 prayer bench at the garden and put the plaque on the deal honoring the people and the business that was just sold. And now they got about 20 of those $777 benches, and God just keeps blessing their company. And they've also, their employees, they bring up there too. So what they do is they bring the clients inside the cross, and they pray blessings over them and their new business, and then they bring their new employees. And all kind of amazing things, life-changing things, have happened to the people that have come to the cross because this business chose to honor God and what he's doing in our community. We just want to thank Clint and Melissa Fiore for just doing that. And it
which
just,
really is it a just, miracle.
Yeah, no, and it's more proof. Everybody, all the businesses and the volunteers that are sold into this garden, mm-hmm. they have got blessings back, financial blessings in this life. And they will tell you the stories. But this is just one little example, and they're kind of stunned by what's going on. We sure are grateful.
We have some folks back from last week, if you would introduce them again.
Right. Please. We have Chris Seifert and Catherine Stewart. And they shared a little bit last week, but we're going to have them share more of their stories today. And Chris is a trustee of the Coming King Foundation, and Catherine is her friend. And Chris told us, man, there's a lady you need to get on the story because she her life changed after she found a brochure about the cross and the garden in another state, and she moved to Kerrville. And so that's what we talked about last week. But welcome back, ladies, Chris.
Thank you.
And
thank
Catherine. You. And we want to hear more of your story and what God wants you to share with our listeners today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Yes, I did see that brochure in Lake Charles, Louisiana, in an ice cream shop. And I immediately knew that that's where the Lord wanted me to move because I had been asking the Lord what my next move would be. And so in Kerrville, one of the first things I did was go up and visit the cross. Now, this was in 2011, so many changes have been made.
Yes, we didn't have anything but the cross mm-hmm. back then pretty well. It was a
right.
rose and just the big cross,
yeah.
and the gardens weren't there yet.
Mm-hmm. And I went up there, and I had been in a very difficult situation, and I went up to the cross, and I told the Lord while I was at the cross that Kerrville was going to be a fresh start for me, and I was giving him my life and my heart, and I was open to whatever he would do. And about a year after I was in Kerrville, a neighbor of mine gave me a flyer on this class called The Journey, and this is where I met Chris. I met Chris and April Bentley. April was another facilitator, and I worked with April. I was not in Chris's class. Chris and I became close after this two-year commitment to the journey of one night a week. I was very committed to this class and to receiving the healing from my childhood, from sexual abuse since the time I was 4 years old, not being protected by my mother, and actually witnessing my mother killing my father. And there were other children, my siblings as well. And that was a very difficult time in our life. And after that, I was pretty much on my own for raising myself. I never got into drugs or alcohol because there was so much sexual abuse. Neighbors, uncles, cousins, mama's friends, and so forth, that I never could be high. I never could be out of my mind. My life depended on it. And so mama took us to church, and thank God she did. I praise God for Sunday school, for the Sunday school teachers, the Bible that we learned in church. And so the Lord later came very strongly in my life and turned my life around by when I accepted him.
Well, that's when you got born again.
I was born again. I was actually 20 years old. And I didn't get filled with the Spirit for quite some time. But Chris and I have become close. And Chris was very excited to become a trustee at the cross. And she is excited about what the Lord is doing through her at the cross.
Well, the truth is, you never quite know when you go up there what the Lord's going to do until you're in the middle of it. You can be hanging around at a shady spot like the Hope Sculpture, which is so precious to me because I work with so many abused women. And it's a sculpture depicting Christ himself holding a little tiny baby. and a young woman sitting next to him, and they are staring into each other's eyes. She is touching a heart pendant on her chest, and you just feel the love of God so much. If you sit there anywhere, actually in the whole garden, and spend a little time with the Lord yourself, He'll bring somebody by, and that somebody will linger a bit more, and they'll read the sign, and you get to say just a word of hello to them. Have you been here before? Have you brought somebody else up here? How did you come to be here? You know, any kind of opening question. And before you know it, if this is the one the Lord is sending to you, you have an opportunity to say, wow, that sounds like you could use a prayer about that. And they're open to it. And they're open to it because everybody's got a broken heart about something. And Jesus is a great healer.
Yeah, let me just jump in there a second. You know, when we built the garden, God gave us the vision. God made me an evangelist. I just wanted to get everybody to heaven. That's all I was thinking.
Praise
get
God.
Them, get them saved, get them to heaven, their kids to heaven. And that was the evangelist in me. But a lady early on, right after the cross went up, she saw that cross, and she just, and it was before the gardens, and it was just a gravel. Mm-hmm. And she fell to her knees and started crying. And I said, are you all right? I didn't know what had happened. And she said, Max, I just felt the pain of all the wounded people that are going to come to this cross. And she just doubled up. I mean, she just doubled up, and she said, Max, you don't realize how many thousands of wounded and broken people are going to come here for healing. And Jesus is going to meet him in the cross, and he's going to heal them. And sure enough, that's exactly what has happened. Yes, it's evangelism. If you don't know Jesus, that's where you can meet him. But it's also where he can heal you. And you know, I know, Catherine, you've probably read the inside plaques of the cross. Mm-hmm. It tells people how to get healed of sexual abuse.
Yes.
It tells them, because they get them saved, they get them full of the Spirit, and then they go through healing and deliverance. And it's the scriptures that relate to forgiving other people. And when you do forgive, you can be set free. You want to say something about that,
yes,
Catherine?
Something that I guess one of the strongest things I learned in the journey was forgiveness. And when I began to walk through forgiveness, it changed my life. And it truly started me on a love walk with Jesus and learning to sit quietly in his presence until his glory comes. And then we begin to commune together. And my life has totally turned around because of my visits to the cross, because of my quiet time there with the Lord, and because of the journey class and Precious Chris. And I can't say enough about it, about the cross, and about how good God is.
Chris, you want to say something?
Yes, because small acts of obedience or small acts of yielding your heart, no matter how broken, are always used by the Lord as a gift. And what Catherine hasn't been able to say yet is that he didn't let her stay here.
No.
He's taken her to Alpine, Texas, sight unseen, and come to find out the church that he prepared for her had been praying for an intercessor. So lo and behold, in walks Catherine. Yeah. Now she's contacting me. She's back here in Kerrville for a short time, and she's asking me how to take the materials that she gained here and take them back home to Kerrville.
To Alpine.
Because the Lord has already connected her with, back home to Alpine. The Lord has already connected her with similar broken hearts to multiply what he's already been doing that she's a living testimony of. His faithfulness.
Wow.
And the moving of his Holy Spirit through simple little, we don't have to know the whole plan. Mm-hmm. We just take one step at a time, and he does the rest.
Well, what we do know is she's going to take the anointing that she got from the cross.
Amen to that.
And the
Absolutely.
Healing that she got from Jesus at the cross, and she's going to take it to Alpine, Texas.
Alpine, Texas.
And there's going to be a bunch of good stories.
Yes.
And because it's about Jesus is really what it's about.
Well, I was very excited to volunteer to take the cross brochures down to Alpine. I'm also going to add Marfa
sure.
and Fort Davis and all those surrounding towns. I'm so excited about that. I feel very privileged.
Oh, well, we sure appreciate that. And again, our only objective is to get people connected with Jesus.
Be sure Amen. You get them in the ice cream shops.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You go to all the ice cream shops around there and sit in that ice cream shop with those brochures, and boy, have you got a testimony.
Yes.
Say, if you eat this ice cream and take this brochure, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Yes. You'll definitely hear from the Lord.
Well, ladies, What great stories. Is there anything else that you would like to add or share?
Any closing comments that you'd like to share with people?
The Lord will meet you exactly where you are if you just invite him in.
Catherine?
There is no greater sin than to deny the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, that his blood is able to cleanse all of your sin and wash away your grief. He came to heal the brokenhearted.
And your guilt. He wipes all
absolutely
that clean. He prayed for it all on the cross.
Oh,
his, and he can make you white as snow. And
yes.
Now look what he's doing with you today.
His precious blood is able.
Amen. Max, if people are listening right now, and I know they may have been living under a rock and they've not been to the cross yet, but they might want to be. Tell them where it's located in Kerrville and the information on how they can get more information about it and the hours and stuff like that.
Yeah, the garden that we've built here in Kerrville, Texas, is right on Interstate 10, about an hour northwest of San Antonio on the way to Alpine, on the way to El Paso. And it's free, and it's open from 7 a.m. to midnight. And it's
7 days a week.
7 days a week, 365 days a year. And it's a place where you can encounter God without having to go through church and religion. And one thing we discussed even on the way up is a lot of people don't go to church because they've been to one and that they've been hurt in a church. And mm-hmm. people that they trusted that
are
were supposed
rejected.
To be godly people.
Rejected.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this garden is people can encounter the Christ through the Scripture and through the Word and the Holy Spirit. And once you get the real Christ and the real Holy Spirit, then you can go to church and you will realize they're full of imperfect people. But that's who Jesus died for, was the imperfect.
How do people reach us?
Just the website of the Coming King Foundation, just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and you can take a virtual tour online because all the scriptures are there, the path is there, the pictures of the artwork is there, but it's all about Jesus.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for being with us this week on the Crossing Kerrville Show.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi. Welcome back this week. I hope you're ready for some more quotes because we always have some great ones, and we hope that whenever you visit the cross that you will give us some quotes, and we will read them on the air. So if you tune in, we may just read yours. First of all, we have from Chris and Gary Lubitz in Kerrville, Texas. They said, "Good morning. I am writing this because I want to order two more prayer benches and plaques. We have been so touched by the one we had made for our children and have already watched God open us to more healing as we daily trust Him with their continued heavenly care. Because having a place to go, sit, and remember, and because we are alone here in Texas, we decided that a memorial plaque for our parents and a plaque for us will let family and friends know how we lived here, loved, and supported the ministry where we chose to leave our name and the names of those we love. Thank you in advance for hearing and listening to our Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and moving always forward as He leads. We believe with you in this endeavor." And Cindy Courtney from Kerrville, she goes to our church, and she said, "Max and Sherry, I love going to the cross. There is no other place like this that I've ever been. I've been a gypsy sort, searching for God, and here it is in Kerrville, Texas. Thank you for the cross. I thank God that I have met such wonderful people in my life. I continually pray for a renewal of my heart. May God give me strength. May God bless you both, and also may the people of Israel all come together in peace and acceptance of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Blessings to you, Cindy Courtney." You will be blessed. This place is an inspiration, and the artwork is amazing. They are adding new sculptures all the time. Darla M. from TripAdvisor website. From San Antonio, Valeria Pena said, "I myself enjoyed this place, and my son couldn't get enough of this garden. The prayer rocks are just great to write your prayers. Beautiful place. Thank you." And Lona Flugergoff from Plano, Texas, has the last one for today. And she said, "Referred by a friend, so much more than expected, simply beautiful. And please send us your comments if you have been touched by the cross and any experiences you've had that you want to share with others. Please send them in." And that's all for today.
Thanks, Sherry.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory
and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.